Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. The NFL is telling Daniel Defense, a gunmaker, that they're not going to accept their advertising in the Super Bowl. They claim it violates NFL policy. I'm telling you, it doesn't. The one thing that would, the silhouette of a rifle in their logo at the end of the spot, they have offered to change. The ad is tastefully done. It's beautifully done. No gun is ever seen. And the word gun is never uttered. It's a military veteran saying, look, now his job is to protect his family, and he'll do it in the way that he sees fit. The NFL said no. A caller who couldn't hang around let Matt know, and this is a great point. He goes, look, I watched NFL all day yesterday, and how many times did I have to explain to my kid what erectile dysfunction is? That's all over the place, and that's fine. But a tasteful ad that advocates for the use of firearms to defend someone's home. The NFL, tough, manly men, NFL, they have a problem with that. What they're afraid of is they're afraid to offend people who have developed this gun phobia that's sweeping the nation. Matt in Green Bay. Matt, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Matt. Jerry.
Go ahead.
This is Pat.
Oh, Pat, go ahead.
Right. I was just listening to your show here, and it really kind of ticks me off. I'm a 22-year veteran, and why, if the NFL feels they can ban not mentioning guns or not having advertisement for guns, why don't we just say, okay, let's have all the NRA members and gun owners just not watch the game?
Well, here,
but that does to their revenue.
Well, see, and that's another listener said the same thing. Do you think enough people would be willing to boycott the Super Bowl to send the message? No, and that's the problem. They know they have the leverage there. Thanks a lot for the call. Here's the way their rule is written. Their rule is written to protect Kmart and other retailers that sell guns, among many other things. That's the real reason they wrote their policy the way they did, that you have to sell things besides guns. Well, they do. But their primary business is guns. And the NFL policy doesn't say primary business. It doesn't say that. They are predominantly a firearm seller. They don't dispute that. But they do sell other items, and they do have a brick-and-mortar presence. Maybe if you squint, they would violate NFL policy, but I would ask why they should. Why should the NFL? Well, they can. They're a private entity, and I understand that. Although they ask for a hell of a lot of public money for their stadia. Why should they have a problem? My question, though, not whether they can't, whether they can. Why should they? I know they can. Why do they think that this would make people uncomfortable? It would make some people uncomfortable. People with an irrational fear of guns, which I concede is a growing number in America today. Hank in Phillips. Hank, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm a gun owner. I own several handguns, rifles, shotguns. I don't have a problem whatsoever with the NFL saying no to a gun ad. This is a family. It's a family program.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL has got a reputation with its players using their heads and helmets as assault weapons, if you will. Thuggery on the NFL. They're trying to clean up their image. You're for capitalism, letting businesses do what they want to
yeah.
do. Why not let them do it?
Hank, what did I just say? They have every right to do it. That doesn't mean I don't have a right to criticize them. What is unfamily about a weapon used to protect your family? What is anti-family about that?
As a gun owner, I don't need to have an advertisement on TV as where I can go purchase a weapon. I know where I can go purchase a weapon.
You know where you can buy food, too. Food stores still advertise. Hank, you know where to buy food, too, but food stores still advertise.
Have this thrown in our faces.
What? How did that ad throw anything in your face?
I don't need to see a gun manufacturer.
Do you need to see erectile dysfunction ads?
I quite honestly don't need to see those either.
Do you need to see food ads?
Well, yeah, food ads
Why? Why? You know where the food store is.
That's what it all is all
about,
right?
You know where the food store is. Hank, you know where the food store is. Hank, I don't even believe anything you're saying. This is a liberal, gun-hating gunphobe. I don't believe he owns guns. I don't believe he likes guns, so he's gone. Chris in Green Bay. Chris, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I think this is really, quite simply, just a business marketing decision. They've milked the red-blooded American male. They know that the market there, they own it. They can't grow it much more. And they can pretty much abuse it as much as they want. And they're going to watch the game. You know, I'm going to watch the game. They'd really have to piss me off for not to watch the game. The market they're going from, and you can see the last couple of years, women and maybe a market that hasn't watched much before, they're really trying to grow that, and they don't want to piss it off in any way possible. And
so
I think that's what they're trying to grow.
How much do you – okay, but I'm okay, you heard the audio of the ad, right? How much do you think that would piss people off?
I think they're just being super overcautious. They don't want any future potential market, maybe somebody who just casually watches football.
They don't seem to be worried that women will be offended by boner drug ads.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just trying to find a reason.
They don't seem to have a problem with that. Thanks a lot for the call. To Bronson in Green Bay. Bronson, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. You know, I just think it's time the American people and the gun-owning public, we need to make a stand. You know, it's like the NFL is clearly anti-gun, anti-freedom, anti the Second Amendment. You know, I am going to boycott the NFL and all of its sponsors by not watching it and not watching any more football for the year. I mean, since the Green Bay Packers are basically out of the picture for the you know what playoffs, it doesn't really matter anymore. So I'm just going to not watch it anymore and watch something else, and then they cannot have my advertising box anymore, you know?
Bronson, thanks a lot for the call. The problem is, I think you really, as an earlier caller said, you were really in the minority. I can't say that. I wish I could say that, but I'm going to keep watching football. They do have a captive audience, an addicted audience, and they know that. And they're afraid of offending some of it, and they're not afraid of offending those like me who think this is a stupid decision because they know I'll watch anyway. So why, if I'm going to watch, why risk offending? But really, the people who don't like guns, are they going to stop watching football? Really? Nick in Green Bay. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jerry. Oh, I don't own guns. I don't let the kids have any guns, but I think it's a stupid idea not to let this company advertise because I'm not against guns at all. There's a bunch of big wussies that, you know, oh my God, there's a gun on TV. The same people that, like, kicked that kid out of school for making a freaking gun out of a Pop-Tart.
Dumbest story ever in Zero Tolerance. The kid bit a Pop-Tart into the shape, allegedly, of a gun. It did also look like Idaho on its side, by the way. Thanks a lot for the call. I mean, it's just the dumbest thing that I've ever heard of, that story. But as for this story, I just, it gets frustrating because I think they did everything they could to make it presentable to everyone. I leave you with this. Matt, the other piece of audio. I leave you with this. I made fun of Green Bay TV last week because they have their anchors doing contests. A TV station is Bismarck, right? Yeah, Bismarck, North Dakota, did this.
Holiday shoppers steer clear of giant retailers to browse around some smaller shops. Good evening, I'm Amber Schatz.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yes. Yes. Comedian Will Ferrell, in character, as fictional TV anchorman, Ron Burgundy, in that stupid suit that he wears, co-anchored the entire newscast. Now, it was the studio releasing the upcoming sequel to Anchorman that did this. My guess is they were in Bismarck, North Dakota, because any other TV station in the free world had the common sense that God gave a broomstick and didn't give up their credibility by having a fictional character co-anchor a half-hour newscast. That's what I'm thinking. It's 10:58. Holy crap. You're just 8 minutes from rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?